Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Mighty Man of Valor show. I'm your host for this evening, amen, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, and we want to thank the Lord, amen, for his goodness and for his mercy and for his long-suffering, amen. God is and has been good to each and every one of us under the sound of my voice tonight, amen. And we just want to come tonight to tell the Lord thank you, amen. We want to come tonight to lift up the holy name of Jesus, amen. We want to come tonight just to let the Lord know how much we appreciate him, amen, how much we love him, how much we adore him, amen. And the only way that we can do that is that we have to open up our mouths, amen. We have to lift our voices, amen, so that the Lord can hear the voices of his children, amen. So without further ado, we're going to take the time to pray tonight, amen. Father God, we thank you so much for this time of prayer. Lord, we love you, and Father, we just pray that your will and your way be done in each and every one of our lives. God, we're nothing without you. Father, we just pray right now that you search our hearts, search our minds, search our souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we would be the people of God, Lord, who thirst and who hunger after your righteousness. Lord, where would we be without thee? How can we live without you? How can we move without you, oh God? Father, we pray that you would touch our hearts and touch our minds. Help us to be the people of God who thirst and who hunger for your righteousness, Lord. It's the only way that we should be able to live is holiness and righteousness before thee. Now, Lord, we pray for the world, oh God. We pray for those who have gone astray. We pray for those who don't know you as their personal Savior. We pray for those who have backslidden in the name of Jesus. Father, bring them back unto the fold, Lord. Bring them back unto thee. Father, we pray for those men, Lord, who think that they have it all together, Lord, knowing, God, that wisdom comes from above, that is not here on earth. Lord, we don't know what's best for our lives, Lord, only you. So that's why you said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Father, and you promised us that you shall direct our paths. So, God, we pray for the anointing of your Holy Spirit tonight, oh God. Father, we pray for power tonight, oh God. We pray that we will walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we pray that you would open up doors and windows of opportunity. Lord, have your divine way, Lord. Set the atmosphere, oh God. Set the pace in the name of Jesus. Father, touch every airway, oh God, every city, every country, every nation, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that a soul would be saved tonight, oh God, that someone would say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, we just ask right now that you would have your divine way. Oh, God, have first place in each and every one of our lives. Lord, help us know, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by thee. Oh, God, we lift you up, oh, God, as the songwriter says, Lord, we lift your name on high. Oh, yeah, Lord, we love to sing you praises. Oh, God, we're so glad that you're in our lives, oh, God. So, Lord, remember us, Lord. Hear our prayers, hear our concerns, Lord, because, Father, we know that you are a God who cares, Lord, because you said that we could cast all of our cares upon you, because, Father, you care for us. So, Lord, have your divine way. Search our hearts. Search our minds. Lord, help us, Lord, to be the people that you're calling for us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we want to thank each and every one of you for being with us once again tonight. Amen. On the Mighty Men of Valor show. Amen. Last week, we had another assignment, amen. We had to go to another place, another city to speak. And we thank the Lord for his grace. We thank you for traveling mercy, amen. So we just give the Lord thanks for being back on the air tonight. Amen. And as I was looking at the calendar, and it's one more week left, and we'll be in April. I'm telling you, time is running out. Time is going by so quickly. That's why there's no time to play. Amen. There's no time to fool around, amen, with your salvation. There's no time to be playing church. Amen. It's like either you're in church or you're out of church. Either you know Jesus or you don't know Jesus. There's no time for playing. Amen. There's no time for slipping and sliding. Amen. There's no time for shucking and jiving. Amen. But if you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. Amen. Book of Colossians tonight. And let's look at the third chapter. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Let's see what the Lord does and says to our hearts tonight. Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to look at, okay, Lord, amen. Just give me a moment to get it myself. Amen. Colossians 3 and 16. Amen. Colossians 3, let's do 15 and 17. Amen. And the Bible says, let the peace of God, amen, rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful, amen. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. Verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Let's look at that thing one more time. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Our lesson title for this evening is giving God thanks in everything that you do. Amen. Giving God thanks in everything that you do. A lot of times we find ourselves in life always wanting to give God thanks, amen, for the big things, amen, for the big miraculous things, amen. But what about taking the time just to tell the Lord thank you? What about thanking the Lord for when we wake up, thanking the Lord for while we're driving, thanking the Lord for while we're in the line at the grocery store, thanking the Lord when we're en route to and fro. A lot of times we fail to give God thanks, but as we're reading in our lesson tonight, we are finding the Apostle Paul is sharing with the church at Corinth, and he's saying, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Amen. In order to be thankful about every situation, every circumstance, everything that we go through, something has to be on the inside. And he's saying, let the peace of God, amen, rule in your hearts. Amen. To the which also ye are called, amen, in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. I'm not talking about Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not talking about when all the family is surrounded around the table. I'm not talking about when you're holding hands, amen, saying grace, but be thankful in everything that you do. Amen. Amen. When you're rising up and when you're going down throughout the day, wherever you may be, take a moment to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. So he goes on in the 16th verse, and he says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. See, when we reflect on the word of God, amen, when we remember God's word in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, it causes for us to be thankful, amen. It causes for us to want to give God glory in everything that we do, amen. So he says here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns
and spiritual songs. Amen. Sing a song. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and doing for us. He said, we should be teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, amen, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. You may not be able to keep a tune. Amen. You may not even be able to hum. Whatever your situation may be, the Bible says that in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. When you're singing these things, you are showing that you're grateful, that you're thankful for all that God has done and is doing for your life. Then he goes on in the 17th verse, and he says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, amen. Just allowing yourself to tell the Lord, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Amen. I give you thanks. I give you glory for everything, my ups, my downs, my trials, my tribulations, my successes, my failures, whatever it is you got to go through. We have to have a responsibility, a mindset to always give God thanks, to always tell the Lord, thank you, amen, for everything that he's doing in each and every one of our lives. Amen. But in order for anyone to give God thanks in everything that you do, first of all, amen, one must know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen. In order to give God thanks, we must have spent some time with Jesus. Amen. Some time in prayer, some time in fasting, some time in allowing Christ to be first in our lives. It's not going to come overnight. See, because a lot of times when we don't know Christ, we don't give thanks for nothing. Amen. You won't even tell the receptionist at the store, thank you for whatever. Sometimes we find ourselves being rude. Amen. Not telling people thank you for what they've done or even what they're doing. But what about when we look at our day-to-day lives? Amen. The Bible says it's because of him that we live and that we move and that we have our being. Amen. We have a responsibility to tell the Lord, thank you, amen, for everything that he's doing. Even those things that we do not see, we have a responsibility. So I am challenging you tonight to know to give God thanks in everything that you do. Amen. Not just those big things, those miraculous things, but everything. God deserves our praise. He deserves everything that we have. Amen. All of our inward parts ought to be able to tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. We need to spend some time talking to Jesus. A lot of folks listening tonight all over the country, all over the world, have forgot to tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. God allowed you to wake up this morning. Amen. He allowed you to go to work. Amen. God is worthy, amen, of our praise and thanksgiving. And this is why the psalmist says in Psalms 107, let's go to Psalm 107. Amen. Tell the Lord, thank you tonight. Amen. God is so good to us. But sometimes we neglect God. Amen. We forget about the goodness of God. But let me share this with somebody tonight. Where would we be without his goodness? Amen. Without his long suffering, without his kindness. Amen. Without his tender mercies. Where would we be? Amen. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2. All give thanks, amen, unto the Lord, for he is good, amen, for his mercy endureth forever, amen. Verse 2, let the redeemed, amen, of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So this is why, amen, you should tell the Lord thank you, because he redeemed you, amen. You have been bought with the price, amen. He brought you back from a life of sin, amen. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you have been redeemed tonight, amen, you need to tell the Lord thank you, amen. If you've been redeemed, if you've been bought back from that life of sin, from that life of darkness, from that life of alcohol, from that life of smoking that marijuana, from the life of smoking that crack, whatever your situation may be, we need to take the time out to tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. So the psalmist says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. So this lets us know that there are some things in life that last forever. Amen. And it's the mercy of God. It's the goodness of God. Amen. That lasts forever. Amen. So with that being said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know that before God redeemed you, you were on a one-way ticket to hell. Amen. You had a one-way pass. You didn't have no round trip. Amen. You was going straight to hell, but God redeemed you. Amen. He brought you back. Amen. He restored your life. Amen. From the pits of hell. Amen. From the darkness of this cruel and wicked world. Amen. He brought you back. That's a reason to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Then the question needs to be asked tonight. What made David want to give God thanks? Amen. What was it? What was it that caused David to want to give God thanks? What was the reason for him to write all of these psalms about thanking God? Amen. And all of the goodness of God. What was it? Amen. Webster's defines, amen, as to make a presence, amen, thank you, Jesus. David was reminded of all the things, amen, that God had did for him, how he protected his life, how he allowed him to win the battle with him and Goliath, how he allowed him to be safe from King Saul, all of the men who tried to kill him, even his own son tried to kill him. David had to recognize, he had to remember, this is why I need to tell the Lord thank you, because he has been so good to me, amen. He has protected me. He has encamped his angels around me. Even when David caused sin, amen, even when he was found with fooling around with Bathsheba, even when he had her husband killed, all of these things, and Nathan told him, thou art the man, amen. David realized, God spared my life through every trial, through every tribulation, through every test, through every circumstance. So David had a responsibility to tell the Lord thank you. Now, what about you listening tonight? What has God done for you? What has he delivered you from? Amen. What has he protected you from? What has he encamped his angels over you from? We have a responsibility to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. But too many times we walk around with our heads stuck up in the air like we done this. We ain't done nothing. We're nothing without Jesus Christ. Amen. And this is why that David comes to a place in his life where he can say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Because he's good. So if God is good to you, you need to take a moment right now and tell the Lord thank you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Thank you for my uprising and my going down. I thank you for everything that you've done in my life. We need to realize that it's only because of Jesus Christ that we are who we are today, not from your education, not from your job, not from where you live at right now, but it's by the goodness and by the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell the Lord thank you tonight. Amen. David was reminded all that the Lord had done and had brought him out of. And the wars, the battles, the persecutions, the snares, all the traps of his enemies. David remembered why he should give God thanks. Let's go to Psalm 92. Amen. David was so mindful, just like we should be tonight. But too many times we get high-minded and we forget to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Psalm 92 says, it is a good thing, amen, to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. Amen. Why? For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. Amen. So has God ever made you glad? Has God ever done something for you? If so, we need to tell the Lord thank you. We need to tell him, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done, for all your goodness, for all your long suffering that you did in my life, Lord, where would I be without you? Amen. It's a good thing, amen, to tell the Lord thank you. Oh yeah, David, realize this thing. And we must do the same thing. He says, oh, Most High. David acknowledges this with his testimony by saying, Lord, I want to show forth thy loving kindness. Amen. In the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? David says, I want to show thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Lord, by telling you, thank you. Lord, by lifting your name up high. Then David goes on and he shares with us why he's giving God thanks. Then as we move forward, let's go back to Psalm 107. In order to give God thanks, you must be placed in the house of the Lord. Your heart has to be placed. Your mind has to be placed. You have to be placed and planted in the house of the Lord. Let's go back to Psalm 107. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Psalm 107. Because God had redeemed and did all the things. Let's go to verse 22. Psalm 107, verse 22. No, let's go on back to verse 21. Amen. All that men, amen, would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. It's time to rejoice. Amen. It's time. If the Lord has been good to you, it's time to rejoice. It's time to tell the Lord thank you. It's time to let the world know how good God is. Amen. How merciful Jesus is. It's time to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Amen. Now, let's touch bases here. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 5. We need to look at some things about being thankful, about thanksgiving, about telling the Lord thank you. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look at this thing real quick. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Ephesians 5, and let's look at verse 20. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. We need to giving thanks always, not just on Sunday, not just when God does something big for you, but giving thanks always. Amen. Every second, every moment. Everything that we do, we need to be telling the Lord, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your favor, God. I thank you for opening up that door of opportunity for me, Lord. I couldn't have never done it without you, Lord. I thank you. But too many times we think we have arrived. We think that we have earned. We haven't earned nothing. Amen. Our righteousness is as nothing but filthy rags in the sight of God. So who are we to think that we deserve all of these things? We need to take the time to start telling the Lord, thank you. Amen. All throughout the day, all throughout the night. Amen. Wake up in the middle of the night and tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Let's go to Philippians. Let's go to Philippians. Let's go Philippians, and let's look at chapter 4. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, and let's look at verse number 6. Be careful for nothing. That word there, be careful, means be anxious for nothing. And then, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, amen, let your requests be made known unto God. Then, verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So when you're thankful, amen, when you're telling the Lord, thank you, Lord, I appreciate, I thank everything that you've done for me, God will give you this peace that no matter what you go through, you have a peace. You'll have a peace which would surpass all understanding, and it's only because of the grace and the mercy of God. Let's go on back to Colossians once again. Colossians 3, and verse 17, back to the text. And whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So whatsoever you do in word, whatever you say, amen, whatever words come out of your mouth, that should be some thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I love you. I adore you. I magnify you, Lord. Then it says, indeed, whatever you mean, Lord, I thank you for giving me the strength to do this. I thank you for everything, Lord. I thank you for my vehicle. I thank you for my job. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my church. Lord, I thank you for everything. Amen. But too many times we shortchange God. We'll give credit to man, and man hasn't done nothing for us. It's by the grace of God, God has touched the hearts of man. So the man does what he does for each and every one of us. It's nothing that we've earned. It's nothing that we deserve, but it's by the favor and mercy of God. Amen. Let's go back to Psalm 119. Amen. Psalm 119. Amen. Psalm 119. And let's look at, amen, Lord. Let's look at verse 119. Let's look at verse 62. Amen. Amen. Verse 62. Amen. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. See, if you're going to be thankful, amen, it's just not in the morning. It's just not during the course of the day. But here we see the psalmist says this: I rise at midnight, amen, to give you thanks, Lord. I thank you, Lord. He says, and all of them that keep thy precepts. So when you are thankful unto God, you will keep his precepts. What's that? Meaning you will keep his word. That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. When God's word is in your heart, amen, you'll be thankful. You'll be grateful for all that he's done. But it's got to be in your heart and in your mind. It's the only way. And that's why the psalmist says, and of them that keep thy precepts, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. When you're thankful for all that God has done, you'll want him to teach you his statutes. You'll want him to teach you his precepts. You'll want God to teach you and lead you and guide you in every aspect of your life. Why? Because you're thankful. You are grateful for everything that he's done and that he will continue to do when you humble yourself before God. When you let him have first place in your life, you are showing him, Lord, I thank you for everything. Lord, lead me and guide me. Help me, Lord, to thirst and to hunger for your righteousness. Help me, God. Let's go on here to 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. And let's look at verse. And everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Look at that. In everything, you need to highlight that in your Bible. So when you find yourself having a pity party, when you find yourself thinking God hasn't done nothing good for you, when you think that the world is not worth living anymore, you need to highlight this. In everything, in my good times, amen, in my disappointing times, in my great times, in my happy times, in my success, in whatever state of mind you may be, you need to learn how to give God things. That's why Apostle Paul says that I've learned how to be content in whatsoever state I am in. Are you content in the state that you're in? Well, if you are, you need to be able to tell the Lord, thank you. See, in every situation that we're placed in, we are placed in that situation to continue to give God thanks. I don't care how tough it is, how dark it may be, how rough the situation may be. That's why the psalm says, thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalms. Let's go to Psalms. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Psalms 23. Let's go to Psalm 23. And look at this. This is another psalm of David, amen. And he was letting us know, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, amen. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, amen. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So all of these things that God was leading him, he was his shepherd. He was making him to lie down, and he was restoring him. What? David had a responsibility. He had a reason to always give God thanks. God was leading him. He was restoring him. He was his shepherd. He was protecting. Then he goes on a little further, and he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. For thou art with me. So as we're walking through the valleys of death, as we're walking through dark situations in our life, you can still tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Why? Because you know that the Lord is your shepherd, and he's going to see you through every situation in your life. I challenge you tonight to tell the Lord thank you through every test, through every trial, through every hard situation. God will deliver you. Amen. He is a God that still cares. That's why he tells us to cast all of your cares upon me, because I care for you. Why would he say that? Why would he say that if he doesn't care for us? Amen. Why? Because he's a God who cares for your situation, and he just wants you to thank him. Amen. As he's allowing you to walk through these valleys in life. He goes on. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. For thou art with me. Haven't you had to walk through some valleys in your life? Haven't you walked through some dry places? Amen. Haven't you walked in some places where some bones were dry in your life? But were you still able to tell the Lord thank you? Amen. David realized that it was only by God that he was able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But I want to pay attention to this one thing. David was able to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. And a lot of times when we're going through valleys in our lives, we don't walk. We want to hurry up. We want to hurry up and get out of that dark situation because we're tired of being in that predicament at that time in our life. But I want to let somebody know tonight, amen, that you can still have a mountaintop experience, amen, when you're walking through the valley, amen. You can still have a mountaintop experience, amen. See, the only time we want to shout is if we're on the mountaintop. But I want to let you know tonight that you can shout while you're walking through the valley, amen. When you say, Lord, I thank you for your goodness, amen. I thank you for your mercy, oh God. You can still shout while you're walking through the valley, amen. Why? Because you know that he's with you, amen. You know that he's providing for you, amen. You know that he's protecting you, amen. Then he goes on, he says here, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, amen. He said, thou prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you know that God will protect you, amen, in the midst of your enemies, amen, in the midst of your foes, in the midst of those who want to do you wrong, all those who done lied on you, amen, all those who done persecuted on you, amen, all those who done thrown a rock and then hit their hand at you, all of them, amen. God said, I'll prepare a table for you, amen, so that you'll be able to still tell the Lord thank you, amen. You'll be able to say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to sit at the table, amen, and allow the Lord to say thank you for everything that he's done and doing in your life, amen. We got a responsibility, amen, to tell the Lord thank you for everything, amen. So we just give the Lord praise and glory tonight, amen, for his goodness, for his mercy, for his long-suffering. Why? Because as we're going through the valleys of life, God says, I'll prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. And then he says, thou anointest my head with oil. And David knew that as I'm going through the valleys of life, amen, the Lord will anoint my head with oil. Amen. And he says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Then he says, surely, amen, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David had a responsibility to tell the Lord thank you to me, because through every test, through every trial, through every situation that he was going through, amen, God was with him. God was protecting him. God was providing for him. So if he did the same thing for David, amen, he'll do the same thing for you and I. So this is why We need to tell the Lord thank you through every test, through every trial, through every situation that we may face. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. There's nothing too hard for, and we need to pray with gratitude, expressing our thankfulness unto God, no matter what we go through. We need to do that, letting the Lord know how grateful and how thankful we are. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 50. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 50. Amen. Psalm 50. And let's look at verse number 14. Amen. He says, offer unto God, amen, thanksgiving, and pay thou vows unto the Most High. 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So this is why we need to tell the Lord thank you, because he is letting us know, offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. God wants you to glorify him. Amen. God wants you to pray, amen, in all times, and whenever you need him. See, that's why he was saying, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. He wants you to pray, and he wants you to call upon him in the day of trouble. And then he says, I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. It's time to glorify God with praise from your lips. Amen. Praise from your tongue. Whatever you have on the inside needs to come out to praise God. Amen. To let the world know we need to be obedient. Amen. God wants you to always give him thanks. Amen. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are in your life at this moment, God deserves our praise, our thanksgiving. He deserves for us to glorify him in every aspect of our lives, no matter what it is. What it is. And this is what the psalmist is letting us know right here. He's letting us know. Let's go on to Psalm 100. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 100, and let's look at Psalm 100, and let's look at verse 4. He says here, enter into his gates. Well, no, let's go on back to verse 1. Amen. It make a joyful noise, amen, unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Stop thinking that you have made yourself. Amen. The Bible says, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Then he goes into the full verse. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Then in the fifth verse, he says, for the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. This is why we have a responsibility. Amen, to give God all the praise and all the glory that is due to our to his name. Amen. To his name. Let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1 now. And let's look at verse 12. To giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Amen. This is why we need to give God thanks. Amen. Unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, amen, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Let's go to First Chronicles. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. First Chronicles, and let's go to the 16th chapter. Amen. First Chronicles 16. Amen. And let's look at verses 7 through 11. Amen. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord, amen, into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms. Sing psalms unto him. Talk you of all his wonderful works. And then he says here, to glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Verse 11, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Verse 12, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenants, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. God has been so good to us, and that we have a responsibility to tell the Lord thank you. As we prepare to close tonight, well, that's all I have. I'm not going to continue to move forward because I don't have nothing else. Amen. We're going to open the airlines up tonight for prayer. Amen. If there's anybody who want to give their hearts to the Lord, tonight is the night. If there's anyone who wants to tell, if there's anyone who wants to tell the Lord thank you for his goodness, for his long suffering, for everything that he has done for you, tonight is the night. Amen. Not tomorrow, but tonight. We all know what we need. If there's one, just press one on your receiver, and we'll be able to pray and tell the Lord thank you for all that he's done and for all that he's doing in each and every one of our lives. We have a responsibility tonight, and all we have to do is just press one and tell the Lord thank you for all that he's done, for all that he's doing for each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. Is there one tonight who wants to tell the Lord thank you? Is there one? Is there one who wants to tell the Lord thank you? On your receiver, just press it. And we can ask the Lord to do whatever you need to do, whatever it may be. And we must realize that there's nothing too hard for God. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've been through. God is able to turn your situation around. Just put one on the receiver tonight so that we can pray, so that we can tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing in my life, Lord. My first place. Is there one tonight who wants to tell the Lord thank you? Lord, have mercy. How can we go throughout this day, throughout this month, throughout this week, throughout this hour without telling the Lord thank you? Father in heaven, we come tonight, oh God, thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, oh God. Lord, you've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. So, Father, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we love you, and we just ask and pray, oh God, that your will and your way be done. Oh God, show us, Lord, what to do, how to do, Lord, how to go, oh God, to be the people of God that you're calling for us to be. Lord, we love you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in everything. So right now, God, just touch us. Touch minds. Help us to know, Lord, that in everything we need to give you thanks. That in everything we need to give you glory. In everything, oh God, we must lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be ever so grateful and thankful. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we love you, and we thank you for being with us on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. May God continue to watch over you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. We're looking forward to hearing from you and being with you next week. Same time. Same thing. Amen. Amen, amen. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get on out of here, man. Ooh, Jesus. That's all right. Amen.